was probably good watching for the neutral. Pretty nerve-wracking for the players. A lot of wickets going down, obviously. I think we were delighted with the start we got with the ball and the way we continued creating pressure throughout the innings. Unfortunately, we didn't get off to a great start with the bat. It looks like it's going to be a battle the next few days. I think they bowl very well. Yeah, definitely. They bowl well throughout the series. I don't know if there's a frailty of confidence. All our guys are confident. They're just, probably not spending the time at the crease that they'd like. They're bowling some really good balls and getting us out with them. So I think it's as simple as that. Yeah, but I think at the end of the day, they get the decisions right in the end. I think it creates more drama throughout the day. And like I said, for the neutral, it would have been pretty exciting watching, I guess. But not so much when your player's out there hanging on a replay to see if your LBW is going to be given out or not. I'm not sure if it was. There was a little bit of movement there for the seamers. Bit of swing early, but not a huge amount of movement. Looking at the pitch before the start of the game, we wouldn't have said it was 16 wickets in a day. I couldn't tell you that. I don't know the answer to that. I thought both teams bowled very well. I thought me and Stuart bowled nicely up front in our innings. Backed up well by Monty and Swanee, I guess, to an extent. And then they bowled really well, created pressure again. And it's going to be a really tight match. So hopefully we can get ourselves into a good position tomorrow. Tomorrow morning is going to be crucial for us. Me and Strousey trying to set a platform for Broad and Swan to come in and play their natural games. It does get more decisions right, but from a bowler's point of view, it can be frustrating. Like today I had an LBW that on Hawkeye looked exactly the same, two identical balls, one was out, one was not out. So it can be quite frustrating in that respect. But I think at the end of the day, it's good. You know, it's part of the game, and we've just got to deal with it. We don't think too much about DRS. I don't think you can change the way you play because of DRS. I think if you start thinking about DRS, you forget to watch the ball coming down. That's the main thing. You've got to play the ball that's bowled at you. I don't think you can start thinking about where your pad is or things like that. It's just not the way to go, I don't think. Yeah, but that's Test cricket. You have days where things don't quite go your way. You have series where things don't quite go your way. And then you have other series where you get dropped four times and get 100. So it's just swings and roundabouts and part of the game that we've got to deal with. Well, it surprised me that you think I was in Night Watchman and not getting promoted. But I think the way Brodie and Swanee play, I think it was the right decision to keep them in the tent for tomorrow. Hopefully, like I say, me and Strousey can get off to a reasonable start in the morning and let them play their natural attacking games when they need to. For me, getting through the first ball and the first over would be a start. I think I've got to hang around as much as I can and play for Strousey. He's obviously batted a while on that pitch and he's used to the pace of it and things, so he can maybe score a bit more freely tomorrow. And I think just setting, if we can get 20, 30 ahead with Swan and Broad to come, I think we could be in a really good position. Yeah, we enjoy bowling in tandem. I think we work well together. I think we complement each other quite well. And we talk a lot about the game, and he always feels at mid-off for me, or mid-on, and we chat a lot about the game. I think it works really well, you know, and we know when to dovetail, and we know when he's attacking, I'll defend, and I think we do that really well.